Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. For today's episode of the Good News Podcast, we are headed to beautiful Los Angeles. There's a lot going on in LA right now as the city prepares for its upcoming starring role as host of the 2028 Summer Olympic Games. We just barely finished talking about the most recent Winter Games. The Paris Summer Games were a delight and a trend that pleased me to no end. In Paris was the focus on revitalizing the Seine River for the games so that it could be used as a venue and not just a tourist attraction. So we've talked about the Olympics in the past, tons of good news. We've also talked about the ocean cleanup. These are the folks sending out boats into the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, scooping up trash. And they have also pivoted to focus on rivers as a major source of plastic pollution in the oceans. They've developed interceptors, which are collectors in rivers that gobble up tons of plastic floating trash off the surface of the water and stop it from ever getting into the ocean in the first place. A la Mr. Trash Wheel, another favorite piece of good news. All of that is just the setup, my friend. The Ocean Cleanup is expanding their Los Angeles operations to include the LA River and the San Gabriel Rivers to capture as much trash as possible before it gets into the water, where LA will, in fact, be holding Olympic and Paralympic events in the 2028 Games. So as of recording, they've got about 2 years to make an impact. The target is between 410 tons and 628 tons of plastic pulled out of these two rivers. This facet of the ocean cleanup work is really fascinating to me. They have started using really advanced technologies like AI-powered cameras that watch rivers to identify what is trash and where an interceptor might work best, GPS drifters that I presume drift down the river. And all of this should make the coastlines around LA much more appealing for Olympians, Paralympians, sports fans, beachgoers, and local wildlife. Case in point, a community of green sea turtles. According to the LA Times, there's a group of these turtles living in the brackish water near the mouth of the San Gabriel River, and they're susceptible to getting tangled up in trash like fishing lines. So removing as much plastic trash as possible from the rivers before they get to the turtles is a win. I'm very happy to hear about this good news for LA rivers. My interaction with the river systems is basically just through film. So I have to imagine that at some point, one of these LA river interceptors is going to catch a Terminator, either driving a truck or a motorcycle. Either one. That's the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.